The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. And it's open phone Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. And we can, you know, change gears completely. Theology, church issues. Has the government gone too far? Not far enough? Should we be concerned about government overreach? What do you think about the governor? What do you think about the president? Do you have fear? How has this changed your life and your family? We can talk about any of those issues. Again, 877-BOB-LIVE. Now, there's another number that I am pleading with you to call. People all over Asia are crying out for God's word, desperately, desperately, desperately longing for God's word. And you and I have the privilege, the opportunity, and yes, I believe the responsibility to provide God's word. Most of you know I just got back from Indonesia just a few weeks ago. And this headline caught my eye last night. Here's the headline. Indonesian church closed by angry locals. Quote, many Christians across Indonesia face religious persecution that is embedded in the culture and legal system. Protesters have forced New Testament Christian Church in Central Java, which is exactly where I was, to close. Police soon arrived, and while the service was allowed to finish, authorities ultimately forced the church to stop all Christian activities. Now, Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world. The government of Indonesia has worked very hard to suppress the radicals, but there is still a great deal of persecution against Christians. I told you yesterday, if you were listening, I had the privilege of preaching in a church just a little over a month ago. I had the privilege of preaching in a church that had been burnt to the ground 8 separate individual times. 8 times it was burned to the ground. And those precious people are still meeting, and they have no intention of stopping. And all they desire from us is the word of God. All right, I'm going to go back to the phones, but I am asking you folks, would you call 800-YES-WORD and make the biggest pledge you can? Maybe that's $10. That's fine. Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's $1,000. But I'm asking you to pray about it and call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, and give whatever God lays on your heart. Before the bottom of the hour, I was asking God for 4 people. Yeah, we didn't get any. No, I'm not chewing you out, not yelling at you. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just reporting. So don't shoot the messenger. I was asking God for just 4, and we didn't have any. Now, we're well over halfway to our goal, in the middle of the biggest financial crisis of our lifetime. And we're over halfway to our goal. Now, that is exciting. That is encouraging. So am I discouraged? Not in the least. Not one bit. In fact, I am very, very encouraged. And may I remind you, every dollar you give will be doubled. Every single dollar you give will be doubled. Call 800-YES-WORD. When we come up on the next break, I desperately want to report to you good news that several of you called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Or you can do what three individuals already today have done. Go online at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. Click on the Fan the Flame banner. That's the Bible League. 800-YES-WORD. Or go online at thewordcolumbus.com. Please pray about it. Just ask God if you should participate. Ask God if you should provide Bibles for your brothers and sisters in Christ in Asia. Many of them are suffering persecution. And all they want from us is our prayers and Bibles. That's all they want. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Please, let's have really good news after the next break coming up. And you can go online, thewordcolumbus.com. All right, we are going to go back to the phones, and we've got Jack in Worthington. Jack, welcome. You're on Bobberty Live today.
I would like to say something. You know, President Trump and Governor DeWine are doing a great job. Supposing they didn't do anything, these people that are complaining about the president and Governor DeWine and what they're doing, wonder what they do if they didn't do anything. And their loved one, like their wife or their husband, died of this disease. They would be crucifying the president and the governor, and you know that. Supposing this disease, if they didn't do anything, turned out to be like smallpox and the bubonic plague, they would crucify our president. He's trying with all his heart to stop a disaster, and so is the governor. I support Cuomo and the governor in California on what they're doing. You know, right now, the most important thing we can do is to pray for our president, pray for our governor, and that pray for our country. That's the only thing that's going to help us. Not complain, but to pray.
Yeah. Well, we certainly don't know all that they know, Jack, and it's sad. We evidently, now it has not been absolutely confirmed, but it looks like we have had the first death in Ohio from the coronavirus, and it was a leader of the Republican Party, a well-known leader of the Republican Party, died yesterday. And they are pretty certain it was the coronavirus, but they're waiting for the test results. So obviously, Governor DeWine is a Republican, and the first death is someone who was a leader in his party. And like I said earlier, I'm very cautious in criticizing the governor. I think he made the wrong decision about the election. I do, because I think that was unconstitutional. He should have consulted with the legislature here in Ohio. I think he was wrong on that. But on everything else, I really believe he sincerely believes that what he is doing is going to save lives. Governor DeWine is a strong pro-life man. He's a family man. He knows what it's like to lose a loved one. He had a daughter killed in an auto accident. I think she was 22 at the time. And I believe that he is sincerely doing this, not for political gain, but he really believes this is what's best for the state of Ohio. Now, we can, you know, we can debate whether it is or not, but I don't think we can judge his motives. I think we got to be careful there. Jack, thanks. Appreciate the call. God bless you. Hope you have a good weekend. And Jack is in a nursing home in Worthington. And, of course, as you know, no visitors. None. I went to visit someone at St. Anne's this morning. I was told last night that pastors and clergy would be allowed in. That's what I was told last night. And so I went today to visit, met at the door. Sorry, no visitors. I said, well, you know, I'm clergy. Nope. I said, well, I was told last night, really late last night, that, you know, I would be allowed in. Nope, policy has changed. No visitors whatsoever, unless someone, the patient is near death. That's it. Well, that's hard. When you got a loved one, family member, close friend that's in the hospital, it's hard. And this is impacting all of us. But at least for now, this is the new normal. All right, we do need to take a quick break. Now, while we're away, would you call 800-YES-WORD? We're getting closer and closer to our goal. Less than $5,000 away from our goal. Whatever you can give would help greatly to provide Bibles for Asia. 800-YES-WORD. Please call. Please. 800-937-9673.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I guess not everything is bad. It was just announced today that Tax Day has been postponed. Yeah, Tax Day has been postponed. Instead of April 15th, you do not have to file until July 15th. Yep, you don't have to file until July 15th. So that should be good news. And I've got to read this during the break. I think you don't even have to file until July 15th. And then I think you're going to have a longer time before you have to actually make payments without interest or penalties. But I'll have to check on that. But anyway, for sure, you don't even have to file until July 15th, and no payments without interest or penalties until July 15th. So I think that's good. Those of you that have lost employment, even temporarily, the means and the methods of getting unemployment has been streamlined, I understand. So there are some good things. All right, we're going to go back to the phones, and we've got Kit in Newark, Ohio. Kit, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome.
Hi, fabulous Bob. I just wanted to call after talking to a couple of my Bible study sisters and a pastor. I'm studying nutritional medicine, but I don't have a PhD yet, but I have some really important information that has not been on the news. When you talk about a virus, by definition, everywhere, a virus stays in your body for life. Most people are familiar with chickenpox. When you get it or are exposed to it, it stays in your body for life. It only surfaces in some people when there are specific things like herpes simplex 1 or 2 is still the same virus. The coronavirus can't come out of your body because it's not a living thing that can be killed. It attaches to a cell and duplicates. So when they talk on the news about, oh, all of this thing, people are thinking about like a polio thing where, my God, this is a cure. It stays in your body. The medicine they're talking about suppresses it so that it can't continue to grow, but it's still in your body. And with whatever drugs they're using, you never know what happens in the future. So when you ask God to heal you, He's going into the genetics because this virus, every virus attaches to your RNA or DNA. So it's not a bacteria because bacteria you can get rid of, by these antibiotics. I just wanted to make that important announcement. Now, God says that we his people perish for lack of knowledge. So just real quickly, when you take your vitamin C, which everybody can do, you're going to take 300 milligrams every couple of hours, not all at one time because it comes out in your urine. You have to take vitamin mineral supplements together, and you can't get them for a dollar because it's just junk.
Okay.
The other things that you can do is you eat fruits and vegetables, which are all at Walmart because I was there. Nobody's buying them. And echinacea and golden seal help protect the immune system. Now, online, there's lots of things you can do when you say, well, what do I need to do to boost my immune system? The water, that's all there. But the biggest thing that no doctor from all of the reports that I've monitored when they're talking about a virus, this is basic scientific fact, it's in your body for life. And again, the chickenpox virus, regardless of who you are, when you get it.
Bottom line, how does that impact us? What is the practical takeaway from that?
Okay, people are thinking from the doctors that have been on that we're going to just get something in medicine that's going to fix this. But what I'm saying is that since this is so unknown, as some of these other things are, these other viruses, that whatever we're getting right now might not work in the future because you're not destroying something that's alive. See, people think the polio vaccine, oh, you'll never get it again. So it's something that stays with you for the rest of your life. Yeah. Now, whatever strain you get, it mutates. So that's what I'm saying. Right now, because of these worldwide conditions, you can help your body with the vitamin C, but you have to take it every couple hours. It doesn't stay in your body. So if people will go online and research, what do I do to boost my immune system, you can also buy things online from reputable companies. Now, what I've been doing to spread the gospel during this time is whenever I see somebody in the store, I say, be blessed. When I've gone to my UPS mail center and had things that I had to mail, I spoke to a couple of the girls about the prayer line and what can I pray for. So in an individual way, you can help people and bring the gospel to them.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
All right. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And we need to be very careful. Any counsel, any advice that we receive, that it's reputable and based on solid information. And I'm not saying any of that was not. I'm just saying we have to be cautious. Hey, I'd love to hear from you, but I'd also love you to call the Bible League. 800-YES-WORD.